We'll do it live!
You are listening to the AMC Report with your host, Ryan Dawson.
I see ISIS as more of a flytrap, calling all the extremist Muslims to leave Europe and join the Middle East, where they're going to lose, because nobody likes them. They're enemies of Hezbollah, Syria, Iraq, and now Iran. They lost their first real battle, with Iranian generals in Iraq helping fight against ISIS. The U.S. can no longer openly support them as they had been in Syria by arming the so-called moderates, meanwhile knowing that those arms and the money was ending up in the hands of ISIS. Thus, their time is limited. Their only friend via mutual enemies is Israel, and Israel's currently taking a spanking. And I recommend everybody to head over to the report section of ANC, where I reposted something by Pat Buchanan called "Is ISIS an Existential Threat?" He wrote that back in August 12th, I believe, but it's solid. That's the best summation I've seen on ISIS. And even though it's Pat Buchanan, so be it. He's right this time. Head over and see that. It basically lays it out. They've got nowhere to go. They're surrounded. Syria on one side, Iraq and Iran on the other. The U.S. cannot openly support them. And now, after Israel botched its child murdering in Gaza, with the entire world besides the United States condemning them with the utmost passion, they really can't make a move. ISIS days are numbered. The U.S. is trying to use them as a pretext to get into Syria. And today we had ISIS saying, "Oh, look, we're going to help the Chechens and start a war with Russia," something Ukraine would love. Listen, why are there sanctions on Iran? Why is the U.S. supporting ISIS and al-Nusra? And al-Nusra is just as bad. They've been cutting off heads and grilling people and eating organs and all that as well. Why is the U.S. supporting them? What's the gain? The U.S. is supporting conflict in Syria because it weakens Iran. And the U.S. is weakening Iran because they support Hezbollah, and that's what Israel wants. And it's Israeli oligarchs benefiting in the Ukraine, and weakening Russia weakens their support for Syria, which weakens support for Iran and Hezbollah. Everything is for Israeli policy interests. They're not in the U.S. interest. In fact, they're contrary to the U.S. interest. They're extremely contrary to European interests. Europe needs to buy gas from Russia. They need to buy gas and oil from Iran, but they put sanctions on them anyway. They don't benefit from a conflict in Syria, or Ukraine, or Libya. But Israel does. And they have completely purchased the Congress. They run most of the mass media, nearly all of it in the United States, as well as Hollywood. Let me give you a quick example. Everybody jumped down Mel Gibson's throat when he was drunk and said something that could be considered anti-Semitic. And I think it probably was too, which is definitely wrong. But that's what some actor said while intoxicated. Did Hollywood, anybody, speak out against Israel's settlements, open ethnic cleansing, racial apartheid, where one group of people goes in with their army, demolishes the homes of civilians, shoots and kills them if they resist, and then builds Jewish-only cities? Can you imagine anyone else getting away with such a thing? To build racially specific cities, excluding all other types of ethnicities, anywhere in the world? Did Hollywood have a fit about that? Like they did Mel Gibson saying something while he was drunk? Hell no. None of them speak out against it. Because it will wreck their career to do so. They can't even speak out against the most blatant racism and violence in the world. Because it will be detrimental to their career. And that's what's going on. That's why you have the U.S. voting 1 to 141 in favor of blocking resolutions condemning Israel. The U.S. will veto it by itself all the time. That's why you see 100-0 votes to send Israel more money in the middle of a campaign where Israel was carpet bombing Gaza and butchering Palestinians, killing hundreds of children. The entire world is against it. Part of Israel is even against it. For the U.S. Senate votes 100-0 to send even more money to Israel. AIPAC has occupied Congress. Obama doesn't have any balls, and he's not going to stand up against them. He said he wanted out of Iraq, that he would close Gitmo, and bring us home from Afghanistan. He tripled the size of the war in Afghanistan. We're still in Iraq, and there are more people in Gitmo now than ever before, and he's coming to the end of his term. He did nothing that he promised. And anybody that fell for that's a sucker, because the entire time he was a senator, he voted for all of Bush's policies, including the Patriot Acts, and including sanctions on Iran. You cannot get elected in the United States unless you kowtow to Israel, because they have an unregistered foreign lobby that can pump millions of dollars into campaigns, and no one can compete with that. It is a plutocracy. We have been taken over by a foreign government. They attacked the United States on the USS Liberty, and they attacked the United States on 9/11, lied about the anthrax, and got a war going in Iraq. It's Oded Yenin's plan. It was completely for Israeli interest. And you got the left screaming about oil and this and that, and the right screaming about its own rhetoric. It's Israel. It's not the tail wagging the dog or any. Forget about those analogies. It's real simple. People get elected because they have a lot of money. Israel uses their own money to bribe elections and pick their own candidates. No other foreign government is allowed to do that. But because Israel's a brand new country created in the 40s, they skirted the FARA Act. When Bobby Kennedy went after him, they killed him. When John Kennedy went after him, they killed him. And no one has challenged it since. And that is why the U.S. does everything for the Israelis, sending them $3 billion a year, went to war in Iraq, put sanctions on Iran, supports a proxy war in Syria as well as Ukraine for Israeli interest. It's not in American interests. And the people need to wake up and see this. And they should be calling their Congress critters and telling them, no more wars for Israel. I want to cut all foreign aid to Israel. Lift the blockade on Gaza. Don't only just freeze the settlements, dismantle them. They are ethnic colonies, cities for Jews and Jews only, built over top of houses that their army demolished with bulldozers and machine guns. It's manifest destiny. We haven't seen this degree of racism since the U.S. was killing Indians. It has to stop, and the apathy has to be broken, which means the fear has to be broken. It is not anti-Semitic to criticize the policies of Israel. That's as silly as saying criticizing North Korea makes you anti-Asian. It's not about the race or the religion. It's about a political ideology of ethnic supremacy. And racism is wrong, which anybody should know who's older than five. It's pathetic. People are so scared of being called a name that they are frozen politically. They won't criticize Israel because they're scared what the neighbors will say. And it's true, you can lose your job, you can get, there are dire consequences for criticizing Israel because it gets lumped in with criticizing the Jews. Well, it's not criticism of the Jews. It's criticism of Jewish supremacists, which is not some intrinsic part of the race or religion. It's a political ideology. It's called Zionism. It is fascist and supremacist. And it is at the root of why over a million people in the Middle East are dead from American policies, and trillions of dollars have been wasted for this piece of shit country, Israel, which in return gives the United States nothing other than demands. There is no benefit to the relationship with Israel. They start conflicts, waste money, and kill kids. We should not be supporting a fascist regime that annexes land and creates an apartheid state, a racial apartheid state, and murders thousands of people every year without apology. My apologies on not getting the interview up with Thomas Mountain. We had some phone troubles there to Eritrea, but I will have him on in the future. We're going to talk about Gail Smith and some of these other neocons, her handler Tony, etc., naming the names and the policies and explaining why Africa is so screwed up. And no, it's not because they're inept or lazy or stupid. It's because of foreign intervention. Aid is not what you think it is. Well, probably from my listeners, you already know what it actually is. It's more than just predatory lending, though. It's a lot worse than that. And Thomas Mountain has the goods on all these crooks, and hopefully we'll have him in the near future. Stay tuned. ANC Report, Anti-Neocon Radio.